Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
It has been a while since I heard that song. It feels so good. Jan, you're here. I needed you for this show. You know, it was Father's Day. It's Mercato. It's the Euros. C'est la fête de la Saint-Jean on Monday.
It's coming.
You know, even though the Mercato hasn't officially opened, we have so much to talk about. Like, you know, we call this trust the process, and we had Frank Costanza. I got a lot of problem with you people because, you know, there's a lot of negativity. And obviously, I brought you on because you tell it how it is. But before we begin, guys, I know it's been a while. To Anthony, Liban, who do you have? Fujis and Funyun, Roberto's there. Guys, it's been a hell of a couple of weeks of news. I wanted to start off with you, Jan. I know you're the kind of guy that keeps your feet on the ground. And we had the... let me start off with this one. I'm going to just throw it off the cuff. Ibra, la conferenza stampa.
Yeah.
You know, okay, here's the project. Everything is good. And that's why I call it trust the process, because... Look, if I trust the process when they got rid of Maldini, I'm not going to change my mind when they go get Fonseca.
Exactly.
And, you know, Magna and Theo, Leao ci rimano. And then Theo comes out. And for now, I'm contrary to yours. Then we'll see about Milan. So people, yeah, and is this a nitpicking kind of thing? Are people reading into this? What are you getting out of this story?
Nothing. It's a quote. I mean, like, what are we gonna really make a... The guy's, he's playing for France, guys. He wasn't called up forever. It's new. He's relatively new to the squad. I think since the last championship. But why would he start talking about Milan? He's with France. The French national team fans are also expecting him to be concentrating on that. I mean, imagine he was rapping at the same time while doing
that.
Oh my god. It's over.
I'm gonna share what Jan wrote. I fucking love it. Some Portuguese fan shot a comment to Presidente, and we're gonna talk about Presidente soon. Leao, what a waste. Sell him right now. Tell him to go play his rap albums. And you answered, gee, I wonder if he was white and playing the piano, if they were to be saying the same thing. And that was like perfectly said, Jan. It was just like we've shat on Leao on his performance.
Of course. Milan. He's deserved it. Of course. He's our boy, man. We found him for what? For just the commissions fee, $20 million. It was nothing.
The commission.
Just the commissions fee that we found them for. It's not much.
So,
I understand his comments. Just to wrap it up, he's with France. Why would he talk about Milan right now? I understand that. If Maldini was in contract negotiations and it was Italy 98 or in Italy 2002 and they're asking Maldini like about his contract or about Milan, what would he say? Sono con gli azzurri. I'm playing right now. Like, we'll talk about Milan later. I think it's perfectly fine, his answer.
I think it is people nitpicking until...
yeah. Exactly.
You know what? I believe... Little Vinny agrees. You know,
Bumble. Oh, do you like my subtitle? I tried that thing in
Finder of Stupidity.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
did it run it by Presidente, so we'll see if he axes it after the show. But
Presidente, Jan, today you came out with a gem, and you shared this with the Milan Club Montreal.
Yes.
And I'm going to put up this picture, and then we're going to tell the story. So you put up this picture right here. And yes, please explain where this picture came from. I don't know if you guys can see very well. This is a Milan jacket. And for people in Montreal, this is quel quartier, Monsieur Jan?
Saint-Michel. This is the Saint-Michel quartier in Montreal.
What year was this, Jan?
So I called my mother actually earlier to confirm, and given that she has a terrible memory, she told me to call my uncle, who's not answering. So it's in the early 60s. The exact date, I don't know. But what my mother did tell me is that there's more pictures where this came from. And I know there's more pictures because I've seen them. Some of them might have information on the back, but if not, soon we shall know what year. But it was in the early 60s that they came to do a practice. I know that Rivera was part of the team. There's other pictures with Rivera. So
now you put up this picture and you were, you know, who are these guys? So you asked, right? Who are these? What happened when President saw this comment?
Before we say what happened and everything, I still think it's pretty wild that you ask a question of a picture that you find that your grandfather took eons ago. And you're like, anybody know who these players are? And Vinny, honestly, within like 5 minutes, even less, we had an answer, which is pretty awesome for like.
So please explain fan how club. We got this answer in 5 minutes. So, Presidente, who did he call? Presidente.
Call. No, Presidente. Call. Presidente, as soon as he saw my message, he's like straight to the fax machine. And he sent that fax over to Italy to the one and only, the legend himself, Mario Summa. So then he went.
Guys, this is no word of a lie. No within, word of a lie, 5 minutes of this message, this is what we got.
Ciao, ciao. Quello più alto si chiama Fabio Cudicini, quello più alto in primo piano. Quello più basso dietro Cudicini si chiama Romano Fogli. Ripeto, Fabio Cudicini e Romano Fogli. Ciao.
Guys.
Like nothing. Like butter. Like butter, like it just came out like butter, friend. Like it was just so easy. Like and, I don't know.
I know that you showed me the back of the picture. We couldn't see it very well.
That was the last. So, you know,
let me see
after the whole thing.
Let me see if you could. Can you see
my grandfather? The legend that he is. He actually, you know, he took note of who he was taking pictures of. So no. Thank you for the photos. Thank you for introducing me to Milan as well when I was a kid. You know, he always told me, you have to watch this team. But he was a Vicenza fan.
Mauro Summa, grazie mille. Not even a span. I think the fax,
that fax was lightning speed. So I'm sure that the Presidente has his fax machine hooked up to Videotron or something, right?
Yes, for sure. You know, I had posted this up because I wanted to show you because you know how the internet likes to pull up stories and the comparisons, and I'm like,
always. I know
he's here and he's perfect. Riccardo Calafiori, 100% of his ground duels, 3 out of 3. 100% of his aerial duels, 3 out of 3. Completed 100% of his take-ons, 2 out of 2, and made 100% of his tackles, 1 out of 1, in the first half against Albania. A long-haired, left-footed Italian, even though he's right-footed, that could also play center-back and left-back. Get ready for the Paolo Maldini regen shouts. I'll take the... He's the most 90s Italian player. He looks with his, you know, his headband, but wasn't Maldini right-footed? But, like, Jesus Christ, man. What do you take of these... Squawka football verified, but this was a comparison. They were comparing him to Nesta, but then they took it up to another level. And he almost made us lose the fucking game because he looked like Nucitrol.
Wow, that last play there, he pulled that little weird move there at the end. Like, I don't know, like that Albanian guy almost scored. Like, notice I say Albanian guy because we were playing a bunch of nobodies. Even that one guy that they had at striker, Broya, the one that they wanted that Milan was linked to. Oh, Madonna, that guy's going to get crucified. I think he's slower than Origi. Oof. He's good. He's good for the football team, but not the NFL football team. That guy is terrible. Armando Broja. Wow. Terrible.
Calafiori is fun. Guys, awful. He's a good player, but like these
great. He's great. Like, oh, but wait. No, wait, Vinny, wait. But there's the comparisons to Maldini. Then there was the comparisons to Nesta because of the look, right? Yes. Then there was some Milan accounts that were posting pictures of Fonseca talking to Calafiori back when they were at Roma and then trying to take credit for the success of the game that he had, that he was very average in, and the season he had because Fonseca spoke with him. So I think people just they love pushing buttons. I think it's the
you know, guys, we're having a few laughs, but the whole point of this podcast I wanted to do with Giannis is like we're part of the Milan Club Montreal, Milan Weekly Podcast, Patreon chat, and guys, everybody's entitled to their opinions.
For sure. You can be upset. You're allowed. You can
but
be upset.
Guys. How can upset? We be upset? We haven't done shit yet. And I wanted to take...
Madrid signed Mbappe. What are we doing?
Oh. No, but look... Yeah, was Fonseca the guy that we were thinking of? No.
Absolutely not.
Was, you know, were we thinking of somebody better? Sure.
Yes.
I'm just struggling with people trashing the team, trashing Fonseca. You know, and they go back to Roma, to Fonseca at Roma.
It wasn't pretty.
They go to Ibrahimovic, saying that Conte was never the man that they were looking for.
The profile they were looking for.
Because of, you know what, guys?
Ichichidi.
You know, I don't think the guy's a project kind of guy. He's there for give you a couple of years. But I'm just trying to, like, let's keep our feet on the ground. And look, guys, yes, we want to win the Scudetto every year. We overperformed, you know, a couple of years ago from our last Scudetto. We finished better than we did the year before. And I'm not trying to like beautify our last season. I think our signings overperformed from my take. And
so wait,
how am I to judge Fonseca? Yeah,
you don't think Pulisic is going to have another banger season this year? You think he overperformed?
Of course.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying is that for me, I'm trying to think what the organization has done.
Yeah.
Right. And guys, if you're going to start saying to me, and there's some people, even the Montreal chat, this organization, they just want to lose. Yes, guys. You know what? That's what Jerry Cardinale wants to do. He wants to go up to the board. And we're going to trash this team and we're going to fucking lose.
Yeah. But
do you guys listen to yourselves? Do you guys listen to yourselves the way how stupid you sound? Like, seriously, guys.
It's wild accusations. It's wild that you would think that a person that's been successful in venture capitalism and growing people's portfolios would want to trash the
team. Yeah, and he was behind the idea of not Dallas Football Stadium, the Cowboys, the area around. The mall, the hotel, the shopping. This guy is a marketing genius. What I'm trying to say is if I trusted the process when they got rid of Maldini and Tonali, I'm not saying I liked it. Let me see what happens.
Well,
and at the end of the season, I'm trying to think, if Tonali would have stayed and Maldini would have stayed, we would have won the Scudetto?
No,
like, I'm just trying
Tonali's gambling addiction and his problems for being caught and twice don't go away. So in the scenario of the what if worlds, if we would have kept Maldini, we don't know what the difference would have been.
No, we don't.
Maybe Kader Katalari would have stayed and not gone to Atalanta, you know. Maybe some other players would have been signed that were terrible, like Lazetic, or some good ones like I forget the guys that he's Ateo and stuff like that. But anyway.
No, I'm just having a hard time.
When you start playing these what if games, guys, when you start playing the what if games, like, look, the same people that are complaining about the Mercato already or complaining about Jerry not being ambitious enough or Milan's just going to be a seller club or they're going to be like Arsenal, or they're the same people that were upset when Maldini left. They have their look, everyone's allowed to feel a certain way and to be attached to a player, even though he was above. Mediocre for a manager.
You're allowed to saying that the season is over, we're gonna be shit. Like, feel the way you want to feel.
I don't think any ownership would want to go into losing. It just happens. Some teams have to lose. Some teams don't win all the games.
I love what Frank was saying here from Milan Club New York.
Yeah,
you know, that's a
but remember how people didn't like when Gazidis was appointed?
Oh my god,
because they're like, we're gonna become like Arsenal. Well, look at this, he won a league title, he never did that at fucking Arsenal,
you know. And you know, Vinny Mancini saying a 5-year plan, we're going into year 3. This is filling in the blanks and making more money. Year 4 is trophies, year 5 is hopefully strongly competition, Champions League. You know, it goes to, let's say, look at the jersey I'm wearing today, it goes to Italy overperforming.
Yeah,
because it's the same story. Yeah,
okay. It's okay. I'll take that euro.
I'll take it. But guys, you know, let's jump to euros. You know, like the problems in Italy, whatever. Okay, I love these stories of coming out of Spain. Is that temiamo l'Italia? They're a great team. Whatever, guys. We overperformed in the last euros. I don't care what anybody tells me. Rewatch that tournament. The stars aligned. We did good. Stars aligned, yeah. That game against Spain, I don't even know how the fuck we managed.
Because Alvaro Morata is an anomaly.
But in the end, it's like the Milan from 3 years ago, we won the Scudetto. Now, the Italian fans, the casual fans.
That Buffon's still playing?
What do you mean we didn't qualify for the World Cup? What? No, us real fans, we realize that we'll take that Scudetto. Hands down, and it was fucking celebrated. There's problems at Milan, it's fine. We're going to get to that. But, you know, I think there's a lot of correlations with Italy where I'm afraid this Euro, Jan, again, the same thing's going to happen. We're going to overperform, and all of a sudden, there's no more problems in Italy. There's no more problems.
I mean, I think if they miss the World Cup a third time, the country's going to implode. Like, they can't happen again, right?
Yeah, you know what's embarrassing to say? When I ask Italians, and if an Italian can't answer me this, when was the last time we won an elimination match in a World Cup competition?
It was a World Cup final.
Thank you. You're a real fucking fan. Because a lot of people are like, no. You know how embarrassing that is? Yeah, that's embarrassing to say. The last time we won elimination, 2006. 2010, we didn't do group stage.
And we won it on penalty shots. And I think the game before that in the semifinals, we won an extra time. So we didn't win a regular time. So the last time that we won a regulation elimination match was it Australia? No, Australia was extra time too. Was it the Czech Republic? Australia. Like, what was the last? Australia was extra time, no? That we beat them in the match?
But no, the penalty. The penalty.
It was the penalty in regular. Yeah, okay. So is that the last regulation time?
Regulation. Italy-Ukraine, Faz is saying. You know what? I think he's
Italy-Ukraine. That's fucking crazy.
You know,
And now we're funding
Actually, you know what? She's right. It's just like, you know, there's a little bit of correlations between. But for me, I'm just, you know, like the whole Frank Costanza thumbnail was just like, I got a lot of problem with you people. Yeah. It's like, how could we be complaining about the upcoming season? It hasn't started, guys.
I know. Oh, my God. Like, can we go to the slides 2 seconds? I want to look at Mercato. Now you got me on this Mercato. Okay. Let's go on the Mercato.
What do you have over here?
On the first. I go on the one after.
The one after. What do you have over here? What do you have?
Okay.
Stallo con la gente. Lo United sur Zirkzee. E l'Europeo complica I piani di Rossoneri. Milan... Sbrigati.
He has a pretty reputable agent, right?
It's the same agent as
Ronaldo has Mendes. This guy here has a Kia.
Oh yeah,
Kia. Chi cazzo di conosce, whatever his
name
is.
Something. Yeah.
It's the model of a car. So I know that I remember some Inter fans talking about how when they were going through their rough patch, they had done a lot of business with this guy and he fucked them on every single fucking deal. Every guy that they were getting off of him, they paid high commissions. The guy never panned out. You don't think he's feeding the media something over here? This guy's connected, obviously, to be requesting $15 million in commission fees, which at the end of the day, we'll get to that. Also, I was talking to Colin in the chat. Who cares? 40 million, 55. 55 is fair enough for Zirzi. It's George the fact Chiban. That we're giving 15 to the freaking 15 to the freaking guy. But do you think this is true? Like, come on. Now all of a sudden, Man United. Well, look, if Man United is seriously in, this was already been done because they would have tripled the salary that we offered the guy. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
They would have paid the 15 million because they have big dicks. We don't. So Manchester United is just gonna go for it.
It's not hard to believe that this was fed from the agent.
Of course not. It's all fed from the agents. Anyone that believes that Fabrizio Romano actually does any work besides sitting on his couch and walking in front of hotels is delusional. If you're listening to like that guy is a fraud, like the, all of them, but they're perfect at it. They're amazing. Like he does what he does it amazing. So good for him for making a living out of it. But guys, you can't. This is entertainment. This I like what Steve says. It's fun. It's don't. But the guy's in the Euro. Where do you think he's going to do a medical and sign for Milan until Holland is eliminated and him is back home? So what do you think the media is going to do in the meantime? They're going to fill the time. Hey, we got a filibuster. Oh, yeah, tell him that Man United is after him. Oh, wait. Now Juve is after him. Oh, no, now Inter is going to come in. Unato caso come Turam. They have so much material. And you know who the fish are? All of us.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we click, yeah. We share, we do, and then we complain about it. It's beautiful. It's insanity. And I love it.
He's got a point, Frank. For you don't like
the come movie? On. It's my favorite. I love that. I feel like a voyeur. I'm a voyeur in the bushes. It's like, oh, wow. Look at that car. Coming so fast. The best one was when Mourinho was fired. He came out. Allegri. It was Allegri. When Allegri was fired, he arrived and then it said 14
by the
minutes
way, in. Hanno fatto la pace. Yeah? Allegri and Juventus hanno fatto la pace.
Yeah, okay. They probably gave him 10 million out of the 14 they owed him and he said, okay, no problem. Yeah.
What else?
Nine million in fiats. That's what they sent him at his house.
What's this one here?
I just wanted to look at the other two. So look, on the same page. So my idea was, because I like now, I'm a mercato junkie. At night, they turn on Sport Italia, and I like to watch Tancredi Palmieri getting run over by people in the streets while he's talking and all this shit. So I like how they go over, you know, the different various news clippings, and I figured, okay, for Milan, there's enough. So Obiettivi on the left, this was all on the same page with Zirkzee. Obiettivi, Emerson Royal. Every Emerson they're linking us with. See. Emerson Royal, Emerson Palmieri, Emerson Lake and Palmer next. Like who else is gonna be linked? They're gonna be doing the song for Milan at the next opening Emerson of the year. Emerson Lake and Palmer out of fucking retirement. Okay. Yusuf Fofana, didn't know much about him. I had heard the name, but then again, is it one of those names like is his last name like Koulibaly where there's 8 million of them in FIFA and you don't know which one you're playing with?
Yes.
Yeah. So but then I saw him come on, I think for France. Okay, I mean, I'm guessing it could be an interesting profile. I know nothing about him. And the last guy, Lilian Brazier. Is that a man zero or is a Brazier, this guy?
It's a man zero.
He's wearing the bro? Bro, I have no idea what the fuck this guy is. So I don't even worry. Like, when people start getting mad, like, there's some people
but,
in our chat
no, but yeah, that are really supposed into the scouting.
It's impressive. No, but there's some guy. What's that guy in the Patreon chat? He knows everything about every single guy coming up. I'm not talking about the Gio. Gio just he knows them from their own fans. No. So anyway, I don't know who these guys are. You guys can talk about it in the chat. I don't know this Emerson Royal guy. But Fofana, maybe, for the price. And I have no idea who the Manzier is at the bottom. Next, I just want to shed some light on the women's team, Juliana Rinova. And she says, what a leader Mike is. So does that mean you're going to leave also? You're going to follow Mike and just disappear and get injured and then leave? Huh, Giuliani? Any relation to Rudy? Does anybody know?
Maybe. Maybe he's related. Franco's going to tell us from New York. Is he related to Rudy Giuliani?
Is she?
Is she?
Are they them? They them. We don't know. Are they? Let's just be. Are they? Are they related to Giuliani?
You know what's sad to look at all these rumors and whatever, Jan, is that
It's the impact on the youth.
We talked about this at the bar where how is it that the guy was from Chile, right? Guys, yeah, the bar is like in Chile, the teams they have to have a minimum of one 16-year-old player in every team. He has to play X amount of minutes. And if he doesn't play those minutes, they get fined at the end because
they don't have any child labor laws in Chile.
No, but the youth, and look at all these players. Like you know, Italy has this problem where.
Oh yes,
it's sad. It's sad. No Milan.
I agree, Vinny. I was saying that to my friend the other day. We're busting up my. We're doing some renos at my grandmother's place. I'm busting up the toilet, and I'm like, why is it that I have to watch Spain right now play a 16-year-old, and we just had our U17 team win? You couldn't call up two, three kids to just make the trip. Liberali and Maria Camarda, even if they don't play, even just to go on a trip, sense? You have Totti there. No, that makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
Now you understand what Roberto.
Now wait. Before anyone cuts this, I don't think they're on the same level as Yamal, that kid from Spain, that kid plays for Barcelona. That kid is unreal. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, if you're going to bring Stefan El Shaarawy, that thank you, you played for Milan, thank you and everything. What are you doing there? Like, who cares? Like, what? Why can't we? And you're absolutely right.
Every Italian team couldn't take a youngster, make them on the starting lineup or whatever the case may be. Is this like... Look, we'll see.
So that's I don't fully agree, because our teams are not playing in the Chilean league where one team's gonna probably go to Copa Libertadores or something. There's money on the line.
Why did Germany revamp their whole system after losing to us in 2006, making sure they have Primavera players, that they developed the youth, and Germany had their 10 years.
Yeah, and they won nothing. Italy eliminated them in the semifinal. And then they did the right thing, yes. But the Bundesliga is still, like, how many times has Bayern Munich won the freaking league?
It's just like you were saying, the U17 winning, the U21 making to the finals, and these players don't make, you know. Look, on that note, let's talk about Italy. People fucking parading. You're in the East End parading for a fucking...
Is it just like a caricature now? You're just doing it because it's funny.
Like, why are you... Right? And I remember...
People go home to horns in Laval and St. Leonard because it's funny. But those are neighborhoods in Montreal for the people that are watching.
Yeah, I said last Euros, I said, please God, if we win the first game, don't go parading. Please let's not forget where we're coming from. And I'm going to share this. Is when we won the Euros...
I did not go anywhere.
I stayed home.
I was with the culture guys. We went nuts.
I celebrated by myself. I got fucking wasted. And the moment that I'll always remember, because I was watching the Italian feed, Gianluca Vialli, Roberto Mancini hugging live there, I wept like a baby. And that was my moment. That was the way I celebrate, right? But to go celebrating after an Albania... what did they break? A record? 23 seconds? And
yes. So I have a colleague at work. He's Albanian. And he's like, Albania holds her. He's like, as soon as Albania scored, we're all like, oh, no, what's going to happen? He's like, don't worry, guys. It's 28 seconds. And I think Italy's going to come back. You guys are fine, you know? But he's like, Albania holds a record. And he's like, and so does Italy. But the fastest goal allowed. That was nuts.
How about that game? We should have won that game 4-5-0. At 4-5-1, it's just I felt that I don't they know. Did like, we reacted the way we needed to react.
Then we took the foot off the gas. We did a perfect first half reaction. I felt the last 10 minutes, you saw it, that they were getting a little bit complacent. Second half, it's not that I'm not going to say that the guys didn't try or the guys. It's just that same hunger wasn't there. And, you know, if you're 0-0 playing that way with Spain and you think, oh, we can maybe tie it out. And, like, you have to play to win. You have to play to win in these tournaments. You have to play to try and score. You can't play this way. And I think Spalletti, the way he has them set up, the fact that he's playing some guys a little out of position is the reason that they looked a little bit disjointed.
I don't know if you heard, they had the audio of him, like that, this clip on Instagram where he's screaming at Fratesi like 6 to 7 times.
Yeah, he's putting him out of position there. He's making him come in alla Nocerino, if you guys notice. He's like that midfielder that's like...
Alla Nocerino.
Except we don't have a Zlatan.
You know, look, guys, I love the... Franco, my favorite, the ones on the streets that wear their Balotelli... Their Balotelli jerseys is the only one they own. Franco, I own a Balotelli jersey. Okay.
Well, me too. I saw the picture. He was with elephants. Poor guy. What a fall from grace, man. He could have been their striker.
But what are you expecting tomorrow, man?
Look, if Italy shows up and plays with, I don't want to say balls because then you might offend people, but if Italy plays with belief and with like self-confidence, we can beat Spain. This team, though, ever since they've won the Euro, you don't know which one's going to show up.
That's
we, you know, and I mean, granted, pound for pound, we don't have more talent than some of these teams. But as a unit, and I think the way that we have, Spalletti's a good coach. He's proven it. We have some legends on the side. And I think, again, the way he has them formed, Calafiori playing like back in his old center back where he wants him to attack up. You have Bastoni. It's if he gets the things that he wants to do off, Italy could look very exciting and very fun. Will that cover up the fact that the Italian Serie A has potato fields sometimes? No, it doesn't cover it up. But holy fuck, does this league or the FIGC always get Ruculo Rotto to get something that goes their way? So sports-wise, Italy's doing very well. Italy's doing very well. I saw people with Sinner jerseys on their Italy, like Sinner's name on their Italy jerseys. Like on the sports, Italy's doing very well. So I think anything's possible, man. It's just a tournament. It's not a season. It's not.
Do you think they're going to leave it up to the, you know, I was telling the guys at the bars, like, yeah, but Vince, you know, third place teams are going to make it. So I don't know if it makes it as exciting. I don't know if it makes it as exciting as the previous tournaments, but can you give me a team that surprised you the most or like your biggest surprise from the Euros so far? Disappointment or surprise?
Well, disappointment, like a disappointment, but I knew they were going to be a disappointment. Is those Tintin motherfuckers, Belgium, they fucking suck. They're terrible. They're awful. Like, I mean, I don't know how they've survived in the top 10 of the FIFA rankings for this long. It's a joke. Like, how do they? Okay, they went 14 games undefeated, right? Before leading up to this, padat after. So, can I say I'm surprised? No. Am I happy that they are sucking because I feel justified? Yes, that's petty of me, but that's just the way.
How about Euro favorites, England? Did they impress you in their 1-0 win?
England didn't impress me. France didn't impress me. The player,
one game, but France, yeah,
but France, what I noticed is when they were coming up the Theo Mbappe side, it looked kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then when they were coming up the other side, Pussy Fog and some of the guys in the mid and defense looked a bit off, but Mike looked very good. I think it's gonna come. Portugal, despite what I was reading, did not look bad. Portugal, from what I saw in the highlights and what I read and what I spoke to Portuguese friends, it was squeaky bum time. Like, I mean, it was tough for them, but it's not like they got outplayed. They have a team. They have a very good team, man. You look like if their goalie can actually.
How
make
is
some
Pepe
saves,
starting? He's 41 years old.
Yeah, but he's solid. He's crazy. Did you see those eyes?
Yeah, but what does that tell you about the center backs for Portugal? Dude, you have Pepe.
Yeah, but when you have that midfield and the guys that are on the bench that can play in that midfield, and you have. Okay, you have Leao and all that, but I'm not a, you know, I've always been more of a Messi fan, but when you have Cristiano Ronaldo, guys, like, I don't care. It doesn't matter. The guy he's not best. So I think Portugal could potentially win if they get their act together. But surprise so far, Albania, guys, fucking tied today. They pulled, yeah. That was nice. So for now, that's a nice one. I like that. And I hate to say it, but Montella has Turkey playing pretty interesting. As long as Hakan looks like shit, I'm okay. But he has them playing some. He's Portugal's Chiellini. He's absolutely that. But I think he's even
Croatia.
More
yeah, fun. Croatia's doesn't look very good.
But
Croatia.
Guys, the Golden Girls, it's over, guys. It's over. Like I know you guys are all fit and everything, but Modric, you look like Skeletor, bro. It's time to retire. Have a hamburger, fuck, or something, Christ.
Let's finish off on this, Jan. Milan, let me ask you seriously. Will there be a sacrifice this summer? And if you think there is, who would it be?
For me, it's always been Mike because of the injuries and because goaltending doesn't seem to be a position that you can't outsource within your league that you're going to find something decent. So if I were to sacrifice anyone, it would be Mike. Just because of the injuries, not because I don't like the guy. I think he's incredible. I think he's going to have a great Euro. But I think the time is now. If France can do something, if he looks good, you know what I mean? Just sell him at this point. And I don't think it's going to be easy to replace him. I didn't think it was easy to replace Donnarumma. But like I said, Serie A, Italians, we have a lot of goal. There's a lot of good keepers in that league. And in general, there's, I don't think it's not a position like in hockey. It's like you need a good ball distributor. You need a smart and tough person back there. But it's not like a number nine or like a Barella type player, an engine in the midfield. Or I would have a harder time finding someone to replace Teo. Within Italy, where are you going to find a left back to replace Teo?
How much are you taking? How much are you taking for Mike?
60.
Okay. 60 for Magnan or 50 for Benny?
Both. Sell them both. Both because of injuries. Both because of injuries. Sell them both. Then you spend some money on a real CDM, like a real fucking what Benny was supposed to be, but poor guy got injured so many times, like a fucking a machine. Or two Fiats, you know, like two machines.
Teo, I think, is the hardest. He's the hardest to replace.
100%. You can't. And the reason I'm saying that is that I look Italy, Italian teams either, if you're going to go looking and buying guys outside, it's from the Dutch league, Belgian league, those leagues over there, whether you're spending 20, 30 million.
We'll bring back Salamakers, you'll play him left back.
No, fuck off. Like, we're going to bring him back. I don't mind having him back as a backup, but you can't find anybody to play left back. That's going to be affordable, especially in Italy. There's not many, huh? There's what, him, DeMarco. We're going to go find Hakimi again. Like, there's not, it's a tough position to, so I would try and keep Teo.
What's your price for Teo if they come a knocking?
85.
And do you agree that these players have way too much power?
Good for them. You know what? It's a job for them. Wouldn't you want to have job security? Wouldn't you want to have a choice? Wouldn't you want to do that? Do you want them your horses?
If you signed a contract, then all of a sudden you could turn around like Cavarsilia. All of a sudden he's not content with his contract. He needs to negotiate because he's not happy. You signed a fucking contract, dude.
No, he's a contract. But you're allowed to say that. But when the season starts, if nothing got renegotiated, you get on the field and play. But I understand.
If he plays like shit.
If we're giving agents $15 million to a Kia J-Class over there, you're going to give them a $15 million. These guys have the power. So it's not about what's right or wrong. The power is there. They've negotiated the contracts. They have the power. And I'm looking at it more on if I was a player, if I couldn't have some sort of say or some sort, like, this is absurd. Like, they're not pieces of meat, guys. They're human beings. And at the end of the day, all players matter.
Okay. So so according to you, if the rumors were true, that PSG got offered $300 million for the transfer of Mbappé. Mbappé got offered, I don't know how many millions of dollars for that 1 year. He would have set up his family for life. And he has the right to say no to that.
Yeah, because who the fuck is PSG with their blood money? Fuck them.
But it's a business, right?
So it's a business. He's allowed to do that.
In hockey, you can't do that. In hockey, you can't do it unless you have a
Vinny, nobody cares about the NHL. They're getting beaten in the fucking rankings by some fucking women's basketball player that's supposedly Italian with the last name Clark. Are we fucking serious? No one cares about the NHL. No one gives a shit about the NHL.
She didn't make the USA team. Caitlin Clark. She didn't make the USA team.
Yeah, whatever. But she made the freaking library girl looking team. That's what she looks like. But yeah, so like, it's fine. It's fine. But the NHL is in no way to negotiate what FIFA European side.
Last question.
They control it.
Is Milan going to make a splash signing according to you? And for me, Zirkzee is not a splash signing. Will they spend more than 50, 60 million for a player?
No. I don't see it. They're having a hard time dishing out 55 for a solid player right now. And I know 30s to or 40s to one and 15s to the agent. But at the end of the day, guys, wherever you spend your money, at the end of the day, it's all taken out from the account. So it's 55 million. And if they can't spend it on a player that is good, has proven in the league, I would imagine would fit the makeup of the coach that's coming in. I don't know. Like, it's... You think they're going to spend 60? Who would they spend over 60? They haven't been linked to anyone that's worth over that. They've been linked to guys I showed you in the picture, the two Emersons, Fofana, number 7, and Sesko. Sesko. Yeah, as soon as Arsenal showed interest, his price jumped, and yeah, guys. You can't go shopping at a $100 restaurant with $20, guys.
In
despite
the end.
What you want to believe.
All right, so let's finish off with this one. One position. You have your Milan director. You have to sign. You have the money one, to sign one guy.
Only one guy.
Like, and I mean, I'm talking about a specific guy, what position. Or you can give me a specific
only
guy.
One position. So that okay, but how many people are how many positions are you selling? That's what I need to know.
No, no, you we, have.
We're keeping
have
everybody.
Money. No, no, you have the money to spend on one position. Which position does Milan need the most? Is it a striker? Is it a center back? I think striker has to be the easy answer here, no?
But okay, but you're giving me a, like, so I'm taking your question seriously. So you can only buy on one position. So I'm thinking if I can only buy on one position, that means I bring up Kamara now to play striker, and that means I buy a center defensive midfielder. Because I'd rather risk it for the 16-year-old, knowing that the fans are going to forgive me and lay off Twitter till at least February if I'm playing a 16-year-old that everybody thought was amazing, even if he scores four goals. But got to get that CDM because Benny, he might leave. He can't do it. So I'm going under the assumption nobody's leaving. But I'm going to make do with a 16-year-old at striker because, man, the guy, did you see the frame on that kid when he was with Van Bat? Like, it's pretty serious. Imagine when that kid's like, can drink a beer. Like, come on.
Yeah, and thank you very much for joining me tonight. We need to have a little bit. Guys, on Patreon, on the chat, we're going to do these a little bit of like, let's read the news, comments, rumors, innuendo. Gio and Fabio, whenever they decide to do some coast-to-coast, thank you very much for always following. July 1st, right, is the official L'Apertura del Mercato, but nobody's going to get signed until the sign of the
end. Well, there is going to be people that get signed. Like, Lazetic is probably going to get sold because the guy is going to his uncle's team or something. What a bum. What
by the way,
shit.
I saw on Sports Media said, giocatore che ritorno. So, Origi.
Oh, my God.
Valore del mercato, 5 milioni. He's worth 5 million on the mercato.
What did he do in his life to be worth that? I'm sorry. I like nothing against the guy personally, but you've done nothing in the last 2 years. Could you be worth $5 million?
They have to terminate.
So, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So, you know how everything is a bit overvalued now with inflation? Is $5 million the new zero? That's my question. It's $5 million, the new zero. I want to ask Presidente that because he's good with numbers. Does that make sense with the inflation? I think that's even low. I think that's $5 million is not even zero.
Milan legends asked for, give me the pictures. I'm going to post an article and put it on the.
What did Presidente say?
15,000 commission for the. He's going to give you $20 for the pictures, but he's taking 15K for the commission.
$20 in Canadian Tire money, Vinny.
Canadian Tire money. Guys, honestly, thank you very much for joining us tonight. 68 Live Strong. I'm wearing my 1994 jersey. Thank you for Lenny.
I'm wearing the
Lenny from Chicago. I gave me this several years back. What are you wearing there? On Thursday.
It's the Milan jersey that's the closest to.
Are you going to be parading, Jan?
No, I'm not tomorrow. Like tomorrow? No. I'm finishing work at 3 on the nose and I'm jumping from my desk to my couch. Watch the game. Actually, then I'm going to be standing and pacing nervously.
I got to work, so I'm going to be putting the game on TV. And it's like people are going to ask me questions. Hey, I'm busy. Okay. Saint Jean Baptiste, our national provincial holiday. Milan.
C'est bleu. Ça va être bleu.
We're going to be watching on RDS. On va regarder ça en français. But we will be probably back next week, where it is myself, Jan, Gio, Fabio.
Maybe on Canada Day. Canada Day. You guys are doing it on Canada Day, the first. Monday is the first.
No. I said next week. I didn't say sometime next week. Canada Day is
sometime holiday. Next week.
Sometime this week.
You're giving away the Mr. X date at some Mr. point.
X.
Yeah.
Mr. X. Where's Galliani when you need him?
Guys, he signed Nesta. We didn't even talk about that. Nesta's back in Serie A. Well, he's back. He's in Serie A. He signed
him. He's in Serie A. He's going to... Where did he go?
We're being like two Italians on the porch. Like, we don't want to get off the call. You know what I mean?
By the way, did you wash your driveway? Because it's very Italian here in the eastern of Montreal. You got to wash your driveway. Did you wash your asphalt? You know,
I'm not as privileged. My condo is in downtown Montreal. We don't have driveways. We just have like a little thing of cement while you look out into.
But if you did have an asphalt,
I would definitely water it on a day like this. I would know that the asphalt was very parched, and I would just like, yeah, for sure, I would give it a little.
If you have any idea how many people I saw today washing, and they're there with their hose, just washing.
Bro, meanwhile, other parts of the world they have water shortages, right? Like in Australia, like they have to stop the water at certain hours.
Here,
clean the drain.
Ujardina, as long as Ujardina has some water. Guys, once again, thank you so very much for listening to us tonight. On this note, please subscribe, like. We're going to be probably on sometime next week. We're going to be coast to coast, myself. Could be Jan, could be Gio, could be Fabio.
Could be
Steve, myself. Who knows? But this is the jersey I'll be wearing on Monday. Hopefully, they don't leave it to the last second to be qualifying. And on that note, ovunque e sempre,
Forza Milan.
Forza Milan, guys. Have a good night.